Good morning. This is KWSO News. The 2022 Native American Music Award nominees for singles and music video categories were announced yesterday. The awards cover all recordings released from 2019 through 2021. Warm Springs is represented in several categories. I Will Always Fight by Kalia and Blackwater is up for Single of the Year. That's Kalia Jackson of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. Warrior from Blue Flames featuring Tanea Winder is up for Best Animation in a Video. Blue Flames is also in the Best Rap Hip Hop Video for Relentless Flow. General public voting opens tomorrow at namalive.com. That's namalive.com. A head-on collision on Monday morning on the Culver Highway claimed the life of a Metolius resident. The driver of a Chevy Tahoe was driving south on Culver Highway near the residence located at 2171 Southwest Culver Highway when he crossed over the yellow median line and struck a Dodge Ram. Both drivers were transported to St. Charles for their injuries, and the passenger of the Dodge Ram also was hospitalized but succumbed to her injuries and died at the hospital. According to the Madras Pioneer, Oregon State Police reports there were open alcohol containers found at the crash scene, and they are investigating this as a potential DUII fatal crash, including writing a search warrant for the suspect's blood alcohol content and collision reconstruction. The High Desert Educational School District will be hosting a Central Oregon Skilled Trades Fair for high school students at the Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center on Friday, February 25th. It is projected that about 500 high school youth and educators will be joining from across the High Desert region. The registration deadline is February 15th, and the event will take place in person on February 25th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Industry and community professionals will be joining from local businesses, trade unions, not-for-profit organizations, military branches, and higher education. All Oregon Health Authority COVID precautions will be followed, including mask and social distancing guidelines. If you have any questions, you can email tracy.wilson-scott@hdesd.org. Oregon U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley will hold a remote and telephone town hall for constituents in Jefferson County on Wednesday, January 26th via Zoom, beginning at 4:30 p.m. He will update constituents on his work in Washington, D.C. and answer their questions and invite their suggestions about how to tackle the challenges facing Oregon and America. Since joining the Senate in 2009, Merkley has held a town hall in each of Oregon's 36 counties every year. The link to the Zoom meeting will be in today's news on the KWSO website. And now a look into sports. The Madras High School Lady Buffs hosted Malala last night in league action and came away with a 57-35 victory to extend their winning streak to 3 games. Next up for the Lady Buffs, they travel to Estacada on Friday. The Boys Buffs basketball team traveled to Malala last night in league action and fell to Malala 58-57. The boys will look to rebound from their 4-game losing streak as they host Estacada this Friday with tip-off at 7 p.m. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.